What happens if the consequences, because of the changing environment that we're in, the consequences by the time you reach that goal have altered? Let's say one of the consequences that you put in there was economic, but situations have changed such that you no longer can provide that.
All right, very good. What's one of the principles in the mission statement? Just try to imagine what it would be on that subject. Anyone?
Fairness.
Fairness and flexibility. The ability of the organization to adapt to its reality. All of a sudden it's blindsided by the whole economy. Everything's thrown out of kilter. So this win-win performance agreement can be opened by either party at any time. It's not a legal agreement. People aren't running scared of it. It's based on what?
Trust.
Trust. Now, if the trust isn't there and you were to hammer this out, you can see how people would get hung up on the language. It's a psychological contract. And more powerful than a psychological contract is a social compact. That's Durkheim, see? If the norms are sufficient, laws are unnecessary. If the norms are insufficient, the mores, laws are unnecessary. Laws are unenforceable. That is a social contract, the culture, see? So the moment something happens, both parties know the situation has altered, and therefore we have to alter the agreement. It's open at any time. It's not looked at just annually and then enforced. So you have to be careful. Every time you think of one of these practices that come out of principle-centered leadership, you don't examine it and judge it against the other paradigm. Or you wonder, well, how do you do this? And how can you let people judge themselves, see? Last time I was in the performance agreement, I tried to let them in. They just went wild. They didn't have any clear sense of really what it was, see? Let them judge themselves, see? I'm judging that through the other paradigm, see? My old management practice paradigm. And it isn't fair. Okay, let's move to the fourth. What's the key principle or concept that you need in the organization to make this win-win performance agreement work? I think. I use the word alignment. You use any word you want. But I'm trying to ask, what is the key thing that you want out of your structure and your systems, as well as out of your style?
Integrity.
Okay, integrity meaning it's... Pardon?
Okay,
everyone working toward the same goals, consistency. What's the purpose of the system?
To support.
To support.
To serve.
It's to support, see? What if it is not in alignment? What does the system do?
Gets in the way.
Okay, so you have this little department over here, and you really believe in a team management approach. You have your own mission statement, and that mission statement is really... It worked well for you. It's come out of the body of these four people here. They buy into it. They like it. They're excited by it. It's empowered them. They have a sense of stewardship, see? Small team management, really. It's your leadership that permitted the circumstance that allows all four of their needs. And you've identified all the stakeholders. But over here is an organizational arrangement that forces you to rank your four people. Well, we can boo all we want, but, you know, that is more common a reality. But I'll tell you why. Because when you rank, what does it do to the person? Power. See, like people are things. I mean, it's really foolish when you think about it. Right on its face, here we hire winners, and then we spend our time sorting them out. Really, when you think about it. That's what you call a misaligned system. That is not a helpful system. That is a hurtful system. Nevertheless, it's a reality. So, what does he do? He's the leader of this team. What does he do? Now, work with the whole paradigm.
He gets them together, explains the system to them, explains how it operates, asks them if they have any creative ideas of how they and their group can work within that system to meet all their needs.
In other words, what you said is, to put it in the form of a principle, involve people in the problem, work out solution together. Now, what part of the stream did we just describe when we pointed out this?
The organizational
stream. Now, if the whole organization is there, then the first stream would be maybe the market forces in society, see. But here is an organization out here. If this person were highly defensive and reactive, how would this person talk?
They made me do it to you.
Yeah, they've done. What can you do? Can't rock the boat, see? That's the system, that's the policy.
HR did it again.
What did the person say? Right. What did the person say at the hotel when I wanted to cash the check?
That's policy.
And a lot of people just, okay. But if he's truly trustworthy, what has he done?
Within the organization to change that system.
Okay, and what does trustworthiness mean? Character and competence. What if he didn't have the emotional strength, but he can clearly intellectually see that? What will he do?
He'll develop the competency necessary to do it.
He'll develop the competency, but he lacks the character. Mm-hmm. What will he do? You know, he is...
Blame it on the system.
Right, and you're in the middle of double talk, see? Mm-hmm. And so you'll say, what can I do? And you'd explain it to your spouse, and you'd write off your responsibility. But now he has character, but let's say he doesn't have the competence. And here are the people over here that are governing this. What does he need to do?
Develop the strength to deal with that.
Right, you've got the character. The competence is rather easily developed, but you have to develop some skills till your emotional bank account, the trust that you have with these people are sufficient. You might show that what? They can better accomplish what? Their goals with another approach. And you might set yourself up as a pilot program to see if we can show pragmatically that we have increased results way beyond the other approach. And you have, as one of my friends puts it, become a border guard. Protect, buffer. Alan Wilkins, in his excellent book, Corporate Character. See, to protect, see. And that took a lot of character strength, a lot of proactivity, and a lot of competency in your skills of communication, of empathy. Plus, it took a lot of character strength in your patience. May have taken a full year. In the meantime, you may have done exactly what Willard said. Here's our problem. What do you suggest? One time, I felt such a powerful learning spirit in a student group that the grades were so getting in the way, and they all agreed. We did exactly what you said, and they came up with an agreement that everyone gets a B. The system wouldn't allow, and I hadn't developed the competency in the emotional bank account to change the whole system of the university, wouldn't allow everyone to get an A. And in graduate work, B was passable. No one's scholarships were going to be threatened. In fact, in two cases, there were special situations, and the group agreed they get A's. Every case was looked at, but a social norm developed. You can't believe the unleashing of energy when the whole grade thing was removed and people started getting dynamically involved. So you could say, here's the requirement, I have to make this out. What should we do? And they come up with their own way, and you make it out, see? There may be different ways that you can do that. It takes a lot of creativity. Now let's hear another, here's another case. Here is a situation where you're going to have a performance agreement visit with him, okay? And in this performance agreement, you're both a little antsy about it. It's a little fragile, a little tender. Okay, now I want you to describe, how does he do that performance agreement?